It's very nice to have everybody back in a normal schedule. Halavai Vayter. We started talking about the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah, the halachas of Kriyas HaTorah. So we gave introduction. It was the takana which Moshe Rabbeinu made, Ezra the Sefer made. So the next thing which you have to explain is this takana which they made, exactly how was it set up? Was it set up that this where the halacha is, the more it says, it's a Mishnah in the Sefer Megillah, the Kriyas HaTorah requires 10 people for the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. So is this a mitzvah which belongs to the tzibur? And without a tzibur, there's no mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah? Or is this a mitzvah which belongs to each individual person, that he has a chiyuv to hear Kriyas HaTorah? Or is it some combination of the above, that once you have a situation of a tzibur, so then each individual person has a chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah? So this actually is a machlokes in the Poskim. Rav Moshe Zatzal in Igros says that each individual person has a chiyuv to hear every single word of Kriyas HaTorah, to be able to fill his mitzvah of hearing all of the Torah every single year. So a person has a chiyuv to hear every single word of his Kriyas HaTorah. They bring a maisa down in the maisa Rav from the Goyin. Though the Goyin one time was not able to hear Kriyas HaTorah one Shabbos, he was not able to hear Kriyas HaTorah. So even though the Tzibur read, he personally did not read, he was not able to read. So next Shabbos, when he was finally got out of jail, he was able to read. He went and read from the Sefer Torah for himself the parsha that he had missed. He felt there was a chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah in each individual person to hear the whole Torah from the Sefer Torah. Pashas, according to this tshuva from Moshe, that this halacha would be specifically in regards to the tree of Shabbos morning, which is a halacha of hearing. We read the Shabbos morning through the parshas of the Torah. So if the individual person would miss that, he would have a chiyuv according to this to make sure that he was able to get a chance to hear it by a different tzibur. That is the tshuva for Moshe. However, they bring from the Rav Chaim Brisker also out like that. Each individual person has a chiyuv to hear the whole Torah. Rav Paiskim, however, Paskin, it's not a chiyuv on the individual person. It's a chiyuv on a tzibur. In the Mishabur himself at the end, in Siman Kuf Lamed Hey, talks about a situation where there's a case where there was a group of people which were imprisoned, and they were imprisoned. They were not able to have a sefer Torah. So Mishabur says, if you would have a tzibur of 10. If the halacha would be that we would bring the Sefer Torah to them in order that they should be able to hear Kriyas HaTorah. They can't get out of prison. If you have a tzibur of 10, we would move. Now there's a chiyuv of everybody to hear the Kriyas HaTorah. Once there's 10, there's a chiyuv of the tzibur to hear Kriyas HaTorah. We would move the Sefer Torah to the prison. They should be yotzei to the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. That's what he says in the Bir Halacha. But the way he presents it, he doesn't say for one individual person we would move it. He says, now that you have 10 people and there's a chiyuv for the tzibur to hear Kriyas HaTorah, so therefore you would bring it in. The Mishnah Berurah, that's the Bir Halacha and the end of Siman Kuf Lamed Hey. The Bir Halacha and Siman Kuf Mem Vav, however, says there's an interesting Gemara which talks about a case where a person was learning during Kriyas HaTorah. So the Mora says, if you're a Talmid Chacham, you're allowed to turn away and learn. She said, I don't understand that. Each person has a chiyuv to hear all of Kriyas HaTorah. Each individual person has a chiyuv to hear all of Kriyas HaTorah. So the Bir Halacha is clearly saying that the mitzvah is the following. In a case that once you have a tzibur of 10, then each individual person has a chiyuv to listen to every word of Kriyas HaTorah. If you don't have a tzibur of 10, that you don't have an individual chiyuv to get a tzibur of 10, but once you have a tzibur of 10, you have a chiyuv. Each person who's there has a chiyuv to hear every single word of Kriyas HaTorah. So that would be something along the lines of the mitzvah of tefillah b'tzibur, etc. You have a chiyuv to be in, you have a chiyuv to join such a tzibur, find such a tzibur, but if you don't have, you don't have. So that's how the Bir Halacha seems to understand the halacha. It's somewhere in the middle. And there are some persons who would say that it's b'chlal, not a halacha of Rabbi Pesach Frank, and others that say that the chiyuv was on the tzibur. And their raya is, there's no din of kavanah, it's not pratan halacha that the balkari has to have kavanah to be moitzi everybody. It doesn't say that people have kavanah to be yoytzei. It's not a chiyuv that my individual chiyuv, which he's being moitzi me in my chiyuv. It's a chiyuv on the tzibur to hear Kriyas HaTorah. So there are three different opinions how to understand them. But the Bir Halacha seems to be the middle madrega. The one who's a tzibur of 10, each person has a chiyuv to hear every single word of Kriyas HaTorah. And that seems to be the psak of the Mishnah Berurah, again, that once there is a tzibur of 10, so you're not mechuyev necessarily to go, be part of the tzibur. If you can't make it, you can't make it. But once you're there, you have a chiyuv to listen to every single word of Kriyas HaTorah. Have a good morning.